and I've refrained from doing that. Dial can attest in the old call we had about 2.5 weeks ago as well. So it's like one can make the argument that, oh, well, you're like,
you're missing the point. Like that screenshot, let me just, I don't know what it's about even. What did the screenshot say? What did it say about something nice, Aisha, about being six?
Aisha was six. I'm not gonna have it. Like I can't even talk about it because it's just this thing's rape. Allegedly, at the time, people believed that Aisha was six when they married, yeah, and that it was nine when it was consummated.
This doesn't necessarily say anything against
him. It's not even him saying that's readers adding context. You
saying it, there's like, if I was to leak shit maliciously, it wouldn't be that.
I think the problem is how did he get it then, because Dial definitely didn't send him it.
I don't fucking know. I don't know, maybe I don't think I screen share this. I haven't screen shared DMs and I
this is Maduro's HQ. This is like our what's it called?
Was Arno in this group chat?
No.
Yes, he was at some point. Yeah, he was.
Hang on. Wait, that might be. Wait, he might have actually been in. Let me check.
I scroll. If you scroll up, you can see him in there. He was in this group chat.
Yeah. Wait. Hang on. Let me check. He was there on the 18th. I can't filter.
Yeah, he got removed on the 6th.
Wait. That would mean though that he has the time zone.
Yeah, I think it's Dial, dude. I mean, it wasn't me. I have no reason to leak that. But
Nival Dial though. That's the weird part.
I don't fucking know. Why the fuck would I leak it?
Wait a minute. He got removed from the group chat, but he was terminated at. No, he was limited at that time, meaning he
wasn't
limited. You can still see messages if you're limited. You just can't talk.
Wait.
And then what you posted was on the 4th.
Not here. I don't know.
So he had 2 days to screenshot that because he was there, but the time zone might be wrong, yeah.
Guango, do you
which
use,
means somebody else.
You might send you DMs, Paolo.
Guango, do you use
do I use what?
A nitro background, like the random color one.
What the fuck are you
like,
on?
Like, is it the basic dark mode color of Discord, or is it a custom background?
I use Vencord.
No, I know, but do
Just share your screen looking at this whatever fucking PC.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not good with timestamps.
That's the wrong thing.
Not timestamps. Time
yeah, that's YouTube, buddy.
Yeah.
Guango, are you EST as well?
Yeah, both me and Dial are in Eastern.
Okay. And this is the background.
Yeah,
the
his is just a bit. His is.
And I've used Onyx for a while.
That's not the same as his. His is a different color.
Dial uses a different one as well, so that's weird.
Who the fuck? So what time was that?
I'll be right back.
Okay.
For me, it was 2:06 a.m. It wasn't me. I know that, obviously. I don't talk to either.
No, we didn't assume you.
Let's all get into a lobby on repo.
Yeah, guys, it's totally me. I totally posted it in the future. Damn EST people. Is it possible that Aram use the screenshot or uses a different time zone on his laptop?
No,
because you can set it manually.
What screenshot is that? The screenshot that Arham sent.
That's the screenshot Arham sent himself.
3 a.m. Let me see. Yeah, 3:06 a.m. Yeah, no, that's probably Dial screenshot. I don't know.
The backgrounds though. That's the problem.
Yeah, Dial.
What's Dial's background?
I'll send you a screenshot of it. Hold on. He sent me a picture because I asked him about it earlier.
All right, let's play fucking repo.
Yeah, this is Dell's background. Like, purple to black. It's not dark.
Yeah.
Well, I have a bit of a problem. When you said that, like, you had a fundamental problem with the fact that Aram lied about his age and he wasn't transparent enough with everyone, it was kind of confusing why he's being reintegrated. What is this shit? What's Warren? What's this?
I just posted this out of context.
What do you mean being reintegrated?
Like back into the server and like all that stuff.
I mean, he didn't necessarily do anything to like break the server rules. Oh. I don't know. Is he? He's banned from the server right now, I think.
He should be. Yeah, you banned him yesterday. Thing, I think.
Yeah, he was banned yesterday. The only thing that he did was lie about his age, which I mean, yeah, it's fucked up. But like,
wait, what? How old was he?
Instead of he was like a year younger.
Bruh. He also met up with Blaster under the false pretense that he was older than he actually was.
Blaster wanted to meet up with a child.
No, Blaster wanted to meet up with someone who he only thought was a few years younger than him.
Wait, how old was Blaster? How old was Blaster?
Blaster's 17.
And Arham, how old? 12 at that point?
No, he was 13.
Oh.
But he was pretending to be 16 at the time. Or 15.
Oh.
Double you dial.
15 turning 16. Also, Ahem defrauded you, lied to us all. He purposely slandered Paolo and ruined his entire record.
Purposely leaking DMs.
He called me a racist evil scammer, and then he was like, no, I had the screenshot of that. I might put that in the video. I just don't think that he should have the right to
edit for your channel again. I think that's a bit odd that he's back. I don't think he should be reintegrated.
I don't like Aram either. That's just me, though. It's just bad vibes.
Aram, under any circumstances, to ever edit any of my videos, like any topic, anything like that, I think he's completely lost the rights to edit.
He's also a child who legally can't.
And he's done suicide baiting when he realized he was getting in trouble.
He's a shit. I mean, here's the thing. He's such a shit.
Yeah, I was sent the recording of you guys confronting him. I'd say you guys did push on him like pretty fucking hard.
He absolutely.
Well, I haven't seen that recording.
Hey, do you want to?
I'm the only one.
Yeah, let's see this.
I don't know. I think you guys pushed him too like fucking far, especially if his mom had to like start getting involved herself. I think that was like. I think you guys.
Is this something else?
Huh?
Is this another time? Did you guys confront him
another
time?
Yeah. Even crazy thing. He doesn't edit the thing. He doesn't actually.
His mom didn't get involved then.
Yeah.
Right. I remember someone
you deliberately obfuscated information to
open let's play repo.
To wreck my
he
life.
Said
and
he admitted his mother was the mastermind of the scam.
Delta, show the full recording. You're only showing 48 seconds out of like a 30 or 40 minute long recording. Yeah.
Why didn't send the full recording? No one has that.
I've got the full recording.
I just find it so weird that like every single one of his friends like hate his ass, and it will have different reasons which they can logically explain to why they hate him. I think at that point it becomes less of a everyone's ganging up on him and a more of what has this person done that's actually wrong, because clearly there is a problem that's developing with this person. Like he's being bestowed upon the notion that because he's under your protection and under your wing that he's impervious to being like criticized, and if he is criticized, he'll either levy his age or he'll levy mental issues, or he'll be like, oh well, you did this, you did that, oh you said this fucking back in February 2025. Well, okay, Aram, you literally stated that you would want to blow up my university, okay, and shit like that. It's like,
whoa,
you
can't. When was this
well, he made jokes, he made the same jokes he created. I'm gonna bring it up in my video because I'm sure as hell not allowing him to fucking touch anything to do with me. That fucking guy's like forbidden anywhere from anything to do with me. I've given him 5 chances on call. Dial's had his entire. Oh, we're just at our wits' fucking end with him.
He literally admitted it's because he was lazy, and that's why he didn't add it. And he was mad over the debate. That is why he fucked over Paolo that badly.
Man, I'm shocked he hasn't gone after me.
So he was calling me out for like I posted a TikTok Loki video of like Loki saying I've got a bomb, and I said, oh, it's an Aram moment, and then he tried to expose me on Twitter for that. Meanwhile, he said this. This is like one of like 50 million things.
You know what's crazy is he's done that like on camera. He's shown his face. He put on like a balaclava or a hat, and he was doing the bomb thing as well.
Yeah.
So he's literally just, he's made those threats before. He's like made those jokes before.
I don't want to make excuses for that, but I mean, it kind of makes sense why he acted like a retard.
That completely neutralizes like any of his criticisms he's ever had, and it actually quite frankly means that he has like no ability to criticize anyone whatsoever anymore, and he should be called a hypocrite for what he did. Well, since he was the one who made it public on his own volition first, I think he should be criticized for what he said.
I think the reason he went public with the whole what is it that he said again? I know it was about Prophet. What did he accuse you of exactly?
Islamophobia.
The reason he was accusing you of Islamophobia was mainly, I think, to pile up on the other allegations.
Exactly. He was.
He's gonna accuse me of it because like I had a debate with him over Aisha, and I'm like, your logic of them saying, oh, it starts from period. Puberty, that's not what they did back then. We had a whole historical debate.
Are you muted on repo?
Yes, I was muted on repo.
Wait, test. Okay, good. My repo just fucked microphone. All
right. That's why.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think Aram's gone too far. I think he's just
Aram needs to be stopped.
Unironically.
How this one editor ruined
my life. I've never had more.
Jesus Christ.